Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. A forgotten phone leads to major trouble for an Eastern Montana man after someone discovered his interest in kiddie porn. Tracy Taylor has the story.
A prior man faces up to 20 years in federal prison after a phone he left behind at a house party exposed child pornography. Federal prosecutors say 23-year-old Melvin Lee Stops Jr. pleaded guilty in Billings court to receiving child pornography. According to court documents, an attendee at a 2022 party found the forgotten cell phone, discovered videos of underage girls, and immediately called law enforcement. Stops was detained pending sentencing, where he faces heavy fines and a minimum of 5 years in prison. In Billings, Tracy Taylor, Montana State News Network.
A suspect is in custody following a series of overnight assaults this week that put residents in Missoula's Franklin to the Fort neighborhood on edge. Missoula police, working alongside the FBI Montana Regional Violent Crimes Task Force, arrested 28-year-old Kyle Johnson yesterday. Authorities executed search warrants and recovered evidence that they say ties Johnson to the crimes, which occurred between Monday night and Tuesday morning. Johnson is currently in custody. He faces multiple charges, including aggravated assault, assault with a weapon, possession of a stolen gun, and attempted robbery. Police officials thank community members for providing some crucial surveillance footage that helped lead to that swift arrest. And a Denver Metro arrest marks a major breakthrough in a years-long triple murder case in eastern Montana. Nancy Medina Cochis is back in custody following a grand jury indictment handed down late last month. She faces three counts of first-degree murder, attempted murder, and weapons charges stemming from the November 2023 shooting in rural Custer County. Medina Cochis and co-defendant Hanmei Kim Clark were originally captured in New Mexico a day after the crime. Following the recent indictment, Custer County Sheriff Rich Smith had coordinated with U.S. Marshals to track her down and make those arrests in the Denver area. No court dates have been set. This is the Montana State News Network.
What I know of-